thank you so much, BBS Radio, for making this possible for us to be heard worldwide live over the internet. I welcome every one of you online. And this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. We have a bunch of people here already. Thank you all so much for being here today. It is Monday, May the 29th, 2017. It is Memorial Day in the United States of America. I welcome you all, those online, I mean on the phone line, please, if you have a chance, say your name and location.
Hi, Dharmananda here.
Dharmananda, welcome to you.
Cecil.
Thank you.
Who's that?
Cecil the Sea Serpent.
Hey, welcome to the call, Cecil.
John from Las Vegas.
Hello, John, good evening.
Hi.
Who else?
This is May from Concord, California.
Good evening to you, May. Welcome to the call.
Who was the lady that was speaking?
This was Daphne.
Oh, that was Daphne.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so elegant.
Yeah. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Your name and location.
California.
Who is this from California?
I'm Aileen.
Welcome to the call, Aileen.
Thank you.
We were listening to a 2007 broadcast.
That is correct, yes. It was an introduction. It's like an 8 minutes. I just happened to play it.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Ren.
How do I sound?
You sound fantastic.
Beautiful.
Everything is going wrong, okay? But that's okay. We're making an omelet.
You're making an omelet.
Yeah.
Don't accidentally drop it in the garbage disposable. Well, that really sucks.
Right. Well, Terry's phone won't charge. I can't find my phone. We're in Phoenix.
All right.
And we have Kimberly coming on in a minute, okay?
Yeah.
I sent the wrong time to Kimberly. I told her 7 instead of 6, okay? So... Luckily, I called her, and I said, you know, it's amazing when the energy goes real high on something, how easy it is to make a mistake. Mm-hmm. And I monitor myself. I, like, go over things. I go over things. Did I get the right number? Did I send her the right number? And somehow, I sent her 7 o'clock, okay? So in any case, I did correct it. She's busy changing it on her Facebook. Hi, who just came in?
Hi, it's Prudy in Michigan.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi. Is that Wynn?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi.
Right, I'm going to turn things off. Welcome to you. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Leave the dings on. Leave the dings on for a moment, Heinz, okay?
All right.
Because I have to wait. You know, Kimberly is changing her Facebook. So maybe somebody will tune in, okay?
Okay.
Or if what I suggest is, and maybe you can do this, Heinz. Mm-hmm. When this call is over, you know, this call,
mm-hmm.
Stay on this line and do a replay of this call immediately.
Hopefully
right up.
Yes.
So
except I do not know how to drag it over from the recording.
If you open up screen sharing. Okay? No, not screen sharing. If you open up broadcaster, right?
Yes.
You don't have to drag it over.
Totally. Of course. Yeah, gotcha.
It'll be in the list of recordings, hopefully.
Yes, I thought it had to go into the uploaded files. Got it.
No. It'll
Kimberly Meredith.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. How are you?
Okay, tell everybody how I screwed up. Go ahead.
Hi. Hi. I'm Kimberly Meredith.
Kimberly, it's a great pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you for for having me.
We're gonna start our recording. Okay.
Can I mute the lines?
Yeah. Now, keep an eye on Kimberly. Let me just see something.
Yeah, no, she is in the moderator.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
Yeah, go ahead and mute the lines, guys. This is May 29th, 2017. Wynn and Terry in Phoenix. And Terry is listening in the background. Terry, are you there in the background? Hello, Terry?
Yeah. Hi.
What, are you on your phone?
Yeah. It's barely got a charge, but it's charging now.
Oh, my God. Good. Well, we'll hope Terry can stay on. And we have my guest tonight, our guest, Kimberly Meredith. And, you know, Kimberly, I've been talking about you now. As you know, because people keep calling you, and I heard about you from Wynn, and Kimberly is, now she calls herself a medical intuitive and a healer, right?
Right, a hands-on healer.
Well, I don't think there's a name for what she does, because I run into other people that call themselves medical intuitives and hands-on healer, and they're not like Kimberly. And I personally am very hesitant to go to a healer that I haven't got a really high recommendation about. In fact, I'll tell you, there was one person that I checked out. And then I asked our sources. You know, Kimberly, everyone on this line knows that we're talking to the Elohim, okay?
And, yes.
You know, they actually, every Wednesday, we have a live call where people call in and or ask questions. And the Elohim answers their questions. So many of the people have had a lot of learning experiences, as you know, from getting great wisdom and counsel from the Elohim. And so this is a pretty, what you do is not, it's still going to be far out, but it's not going to be as far out as perhaps to many other audiences. In fact, here, let me.
All callers are unmuted.
Hey, guys, I just unmuted everybody. How many of you never heard of Kimberly?
Me.
Who's that?
Cecil,
you're not coming into the calls lately, have you?
Well, I'm a little behind because of I'm dealing with my wife with dementia, and it's a little difficult in the last month.
I understand. Okay. Well, you know what? I don't know if Kimberly has ever dealt with dementia, but stay tuned because we'll find out.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Right.
So, Terry?
I'm here. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Terry.
So, Kimberly, if it's okay with you, I will share what happened when we first came into the room in Sedona when you were talking. And then I'll let Terry share something, and then I'll turn it over to you, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Is that okay? So,
yeah.
Kimberly was doing a talk at something called the Creative Life Center here. And I got a notice about this talk from a guy that I know in L.A. area. And we've known each other for years. And he has a list, and he sends notices out for different people. Like, if I was going to L.A. and giving a talk, he would probably send a notice out to his list. So I read about Kimberly, and I said, you know, this person looks different, okay? Not the normal New Age healer. And then Terry and I did a session, and we asked, I said, do you think it would be a good idea for us to see Kimberly? And they said yes, which surprised me. So I scheduled a session with Kimberly, and she was speaking on Sunday, and she was booking sessions before she got here. So we booked a session, I think it was for Monday or Tuesday.
Monday.
And so we went to see her on Sunday, and she was, she's very cute, and she's like got a lot of energy, and she's got this beautiful smile. And the first thing she did, or one of the first things, is she was looking in the room at all the people in the room. And she says that she has sources in 5D, in a higher dimension, that she's in direct connection with. And these sources work through her. And so when she was looking in the room, her sources were looking in the room. And they were scanning the room for people that really need help. So the first person they zoomed in on was Terry. And she had a little table in the front of the room. And so Terry went up and laid on the table. And Kimberly then kept scanning her body and was moving her hands around her. And she was telling Terry, what was your experience at the time?
Well, Kimberly didn't know me from anybody. I was just sitting in the audience, and she came over and crossed my hands, and then she scanned everybody in the room, and she came back to me and had me stand up, and she asked me if I wanted to be healed, and I said yes, and she said the angels wanted to heal me, so she had me come up and lie on the table, and I lay on the table, and she still didn't have me say anything. She didn't know anything about me, and she went and scanned my body and found the areas of problems.
Vin, Terry's through your mic as well.
Pardon?
Terry's coming through my mic.
Oh,
we're getting echo? Is that what you're saying? Okay, I'll
simultaneous and double talk.
So she found the areas that were the problem areas, and she went right to the areas that were sore and asked if I wanted to do the psychic surgery on them, and I said, yeah. So she went to those areas, and I could feel like her eyes would blink, and where there was a problem, and then where the problem went away, when the cancer left, her other eye would blink. But for me, I felt like it was sore where she touched, and then when she said it was going away, the pain was leaving at that exact moment. And I started feeling so much better afterwards. I was very, very weak, and I started feeling very much better, and I hadn't had an appetite. I hadn't wanted to eat, and I lost an extraordinary amount of weight. And then my appetite started coming back, and the most amazing thing was that the next blood test I got, the hemoglobin was getting better. I was making my own hemoglobin. And before that, for several months, I had to get a blood transfusion because I wasn't making any hemoglobin myself, and I just get really short of oxygen. But I started making my own hemoglobin. And so I really feel the connection with Kimberly and her team and entrance to the 5D and the healing, and I really owe a lot of thanks.
Kimberly, what were you experiencing in your conscious self? Are you doing that?
Yes. Well, I thank you for asking. I always start out by going into a group when I do an event. With the angels, they come in and they go through the room and they ask people to put their right hand down on their lap if things are not so good going on in their body. They ask to put the left hand down if things are pretty good going on and they're not so significant. And they ask people to put both hands across the body if there's something pretty significantly not so great going on in the body. So as they go through the room, they do this sort of calling out from the other side, the beautiful angels of what I work with. And so then I didn't know you and Harry at all. I didn't know anybody there, of course. I came from Los Angeles. And then they brought me back to Terry. So they kind of sniff out who really needs the calling on at the most. And then so they went back over to Terry. And then I speak in angel light language. So they were kind of, I think they were communicating to her like, it sort of sounds like, I remember kind of speaking like that to her a little bit, sort of telling a little story to her. And then I think I guided her to the table. And then I started to lay hands going across her body, and I remember being drawn to her left breast and sort of telling a story about her left breast and going through her body at that point and blinking. My left eye blinks when things are cool and the right eye blinks when things are not so great there.
Yeah, Kimberly, let me just tell people, it's a very interesting process because I don't know what's going on in Kimberly's mind. And, you know, it's like her thinking processes. But she has this
I'm a channel, yes.
Yeah, she has this thing where they're using her eyes blinking. So one eye means when starts to blink, it means yes, and the other means no. So she gets yes or no answers really fast, and she's going through Terry's body and scanning everything and looking at things. Her eyes are blinking, yes, no, yes, no. So go ahead, Kimberly. I just wanted to...
Yeah. And then so they guided me to continue through her body and call out to the group, the room, where the yes and no's are and to her. And she was so amazingly open. It's so important to understand that you also, the person, has to be so open and willing to accept the healing. And what happened then is that because she was so open and willing to accept the healing then process, they wanted to do a surgical healing on her, which is to go ahead, and I'm called on by... the beautiful Holy Spirit, which is the energy of God, to do a healing on her. And then that is moved with the eyes also. So when I start to do the healing, my hands become completely numb, and I'm guided through my eyes to do the healing. I use anointing oils and a holy water to do the blessing. And so Terry was asked at that point, would you like to have a healing? And she agreed to have a healing. And then
let me just ask a question. If you don't mind me interrupting, I think I'm trying to ask questions that people might be thinking. And so not everybody gets a surgical thing. They have to tell you that, and then Terry has, your person or Terry had to agree that psychic surgery was okay, correct?
Right. I always do the scan, of course, but sometimes people may have something attached to them that I can lay a hand on, and if they agree, and with chanting of different types of prayers. It could be I am love and light, or whatever you pray, because God loves all people and all religions are honored, but God is not a religion. God is love. And so when you raise your vibration by chanting some sort of vibrational energy, the energy can move off of you with me laying hands on you. But sometimes what happens is we do need a higher vibrational energy and the help from the other side. So in her case, she did need a surgical healing, and so I am used for this. And so when I start to do a surgical healing, my hands are used this way. But how I know it is working is through my eyes. So the right eye will be blinking negative, negative, and that's where they're telling me it needs to go. The left eye will blink that it's being processed. And when both eyes blink, it means we've won it. We've rocked it. It means it's a done deal. It's been moved out. So let's just per se, it's a different person and they have a hernia, or they had an operation already done at the hospital even by somebody, a doctor, but yet they're still having problems going to the restroom or something's still not quite right after they've had a surgery, and I scan them and it needs to be redone. And I can help the person put something back together, right? Like moving after they've had their appendix taken out, the person's having maybe problems going to the restroom, and I scan them and I can help move things back together properly.
What's happening is you or your higher dimensional angelic support team is actually going into the person's body and moving physically things around on a molecular level, so things readjust, right?
In the 12th dimensional cosmic consciousness level, yes, not in the third dimensional energy where we live. They want people to move out of the third dimensional cosmic consciousness and move into the 12th dimensional energy where the magic is, so we don't have to get cut open. We can have the energy, we can heal ourselves in the higher dimensional energy. And that way, it's easier for us to be healed in this energy. So when Terry was being healed, she looked in my eyes, and often I have people look in my eyes, and they're speaking to them through my eyes as I'm healing them and blinking, and they're accepting the energy the God energy in the higher consciousness, and they're opening themselves up and they're breathing, and so it's all at once. It's just being encapsulated. It's like being in a Disneyland ride. It's like, it's just all at once happening, and it's just like, and it's just like, it just happens.
And their body physically changes then after that.
Absolutely.
In other words, I've heard you talk, we've talked about this, people have tumors shrink right on the table.
Gone.
Right?
Yeah, they're gone. Yeah.
What are some of the other things you've seen shift like that while you're working?
I've seen bones and skulls, and I've seen thyroid tumors and just completely shift and gone. I've seen hundreds and hundreds of lymph glands and lymph nodes just completely dissolve. I've seen breast tumors. I find breast lumps that mammograms don't pick up. I know exactly where, when people have pacemakers and they can't go into MRI machines, I know where the bone cancer is in their spine. My eyes blink where that is. I've seen, just all kinds of amazing things. I know where the guides are just like amazingly here for us to help us.
Now, let's just suppose somebody had a broken bone. Can you do some? Did you ever have a thing happen where suddenly a broken bone repaired itself?
Broken bone. I think that a broken bone, I mean, it depending on actually if they're willing to. Yes, I think anything with going into the 12th dimensional energy can be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. With oxygen, I'm a firm believer with wheatgrass juice and the power of prayer and can be healed, yes.
Mm-hmm. And how about, for example, somebody that gets on the table, how often does this happen? I mean, the person has to be open to receive. You don't do it without them participating. They have to get the energy. What happens when somebody doesn't get the energy? Do you give up on them?
Most people are shifted when they get on the table, even in my private sessions. But there has been a few times, even at the Los Angeles Conscious Expo, where a woman got on the table and we had to ask her to get off because my right eye will say no. It's not that I'm throwing her off the table saying, you're forbidden to get healed. But I do feel my eye will say, no, she's just not ready to receive it at this moment in time. And then later on after she came up, she's like, I really want to be healed. When can I see you next? And I was like, well, we'll do it, you know, in a few weeks from now. And then when she came to me privately, she was like, I really understood why I was not ready, you know. And the guides were telling me she was not ready at that moment.
So people can get second chances.
Absolutely.
They're not doomed forever. Yeah.
No, wonderful. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it made room for the next lady to get on because I scanned her in 2 seconds and I you know, it was like maybe 2 minutes. And I knew that she had been really trying hard to have a child. And the whole room, you know, we scanned her, and then it was meant for her to have that healing. So it was perfect.
Mm-hmm. And while you're doing this, essentially, you're not really, you're barely there on a conscious level. You're just going along with what your guides, your angels, are doing with you, right?
Yes, they just blinked 3 blinks left. Confirm. They're using me. Absolutely, I've surrendered over to the Almighty God and the angels, and I made that decision. I've honored that, and I honor that every day. And I am being used for this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you know, I told you all. We went in and then did a private session. And, you know, even though Terry had a healing, and Kimberly said, well, it's done, you know, people I know, and I mean, Kimberly can comment on this, people tend, the reason you get ill or something goes wrong in your body, in many cases, if not most cases, it starts out with something in another dimension where you start a process that makes you sick, and then it downloads and you get sick. Now, all those things that are causing you to be ill can still be operating in the other dimensions even after you get a healing. So I think you have to keep affirming your healing. To make sure it sticks, it doesn't come back again. Now, I haven't talked to Kimberly about this. If she has a comment, she'll give it. But in Terry's case, because Kimberly was in Sedona, I said, we're going to take advantage of this and make sure we get this deep into Terry. And thanks to all the people that gave donations to us, we were able to afford 2 more sessions. Which they cost $200 each, which is a lot cheaper than going to the doctor, ultimately.
Yeah.
But you know, the thing about it is, we'll talk more about the money later, because there's an aspect to this where Kimberly is between a rock and a hard place, because we've talked about it. She would like to do all these things. There's so many people that come to her, and she's caught between, how do I decide how to do this for people that can't afford it? And I think she needs to get a... I don't know how she's going to handle the demand. Because, you know, she's barely known now. But I wanted to say that when we came back the second time, and This is when we were in a private room. We brought a bunch of supplements that Terry was taking. And then she had her, I'll call them guides or angels or whatever. She had her angels say, yes, this is a good one. Take this much per day. This is a good one. This is a good one. This is a good one. This is a bad one. You don't need that. Don't take that. This is a good one. And while we were doing that, and I felt kind of engaged with her sources, I just snuck in a question, and I said, are any of you guys from the Ra Group? And they said, yes. Kimberly never heard of the Ra Group, okay? And then I said, are any of you from the Elohim Group? And they said, yes. And I don't know if you even remembered that. You didn't remember that last time I brought it up, right? But
yes.
Did you remember? Because I have it on tape. But in any case...
Yeah, I do remember.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing because it kind of ties her work in with our work because those two sources are aspects of God. And we've talked to them and they've explained things to us for years now. So, but I'm sorry, you were going to say something. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that it's important to, you know, for cancer and different diseases and whatever you're healed of by the glory of God, Holy Spirit, and you participating in that healing to proclaim it and staying in the 12th dimensional consciousness and honoring it and staying in prayer. And people do come to me and ask for the tools to keep the healing. And I notice that the people that do keep in their healing and it does stay. And are we 100% conscious of everything that goes on in our body? And a lot of people think they're to blame for being sick and they did something when they were 20 or they did something when they were 15. And is it a karmic thing? Is that why they're sick? And I have to say that it's not why you're sick. I don't believe that's why you were sick. I don't believe that we take on every single thing and that's why we are walking around with cancer. I do feel that there are a lot of things that we can be aware of consciously to not eat and not do, and I could get into another whole show about that at some other time. But for right now, I am saying as a channel to speak, there are a lot of things that I do help clients with, which is the vitamins and the do's and don't do's with cancer and other diseases that some people do say are very helpful for people. I do spirit dosing, which is telling people how much to take of this and that and what not to do when you're under chemotherapies and radiations, and I have my views on those also. A lot of my clients do end up really winning and making it through, and I do believe that cancer will be something of old hat in the future. I do blink that there'll be less and less of it. I do also believe that proclaiming that you are healed, that God is our healer, and that the 12th dimensional consciousness is where we are and where we can be healed is very important. And leaving negative third dimensional energy out of our body and knowing that is where it's coming from, and being strong and knowing that we can stand in that higher dimension of love and knowing that God is love, and that's how we can stay strong and healed.
How did you come to learn that you could do this? How long ago was it that you first started to be in communication with these higher guides?
Yeah, I had a near-death experience in 2000, it was the day before New Year's Eve in 2013. And then after that, I came home 6 months later. I couldn't walk. I was in a wheelchair. And then I started having downloads from the other side. I was born blinking, and up to 7 years old, my mom was a little bit abusive, not abusive, but she was like a little taken back by the blinking. I was sort of an indigo kid. And she didn't care for that blinking stuff. So she kind of stopped that. I think I was communicating with God very young. And then after the the accident leading up, you know, just 2013, you know, 7 months after when I came home from the accident, I started having paranormal, hearing a lot of prayers and seeing visions, and started having, you know, knowing that my life, what was my life, which was very, you know, gossip magazines, and, you know, my life before was, you know, I was a nurse, but I also did a lot of television, medical advising on TV shows, and, you know, girl stuff, you know, nothing like this. That was over with. That was done.
You mean you were a giggly girl reading trashy magazines?
I was,
right?
Those days are over. Yeah, I haven't been in a grocery store in, you know, three and a half years since this has happened, and I don't really know much.
You can't go out like that because you're too sensitive, right? You pick up stuff.
Oh yeah, those days are gone. I mean, my life is just dedicated to being a full-time medium channeler and serving God and others, and now this is just completely taken over my whole entire being. So after I got home from the hospital and I was still in a wheelchair, I started, you know, blinking and channeling naturally. I've never been to a channeling class or, you know, anything of any sorts like that.
Mm-hmm. And were you living with anyone at the time? You know, people ask, like, do you have a boyfriend, your mother? People, you would have seemed pretty nuts to anyone you were around, right?
I was living with my boyfriend at the time in a pretty serious relationship, thank God, because he was caring for me, and I always am very grateful for that because I was in very, very bad shape after the accident.
Mm-hmm. So did he know you were getting all these messages and downloads and stuff?
He started to become very aware of it when about 150 people started coming through the door wanting healings after the message got out that I was becoming, I didn't even know what a healer was at the time, but at the time there was a miraculous healing that took place on a man that had an Achilles heel that had been out of his back of his leg for several years, and he was supposed to have surgery at Cedars, and I rubbed my hands together and I said a few prayers, and it had gone back up into his ankle and it never came back out. And after that, he had told a lot of people at Venice Beach, this woman is a healer and you need to go to her. And then I started getting more and more and more people coming into my door for healing.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell some, you have some amazing stories to tell. I mean, I'm sure it was blowing your mind while this was going on and saying, man, did I really do that? Oh, wait a second, you know? Or maybe it didn't happen that way, but, you know, I can't imagine you doing things. You know, I've heard Kimberly talk, and we've talked a lot, and she'll look in a room, there'll be a bunch of people in the room, and she'll point somebody out and say, you got your appendix out 7 years ago, didn't you? And then the person just falls over and says,
yeah.
Oh, my God, I did. Tell some of those stories because they're amazing.
Well, recently I just had something happen which was kind of interesting. I had a woman who cannot get on Skype to do a Skype session with me, and she sent me a photo of her. And so it's a photo, and I'm on the phone call with her, and she's very frustrated and upset. And I, of course, I'm scanning the photo, but the photo's cut off from her chest. So now I can't scan her full body. And she says, well, how are you going to scan all of me? And I'm so upset I can't do Skyping. I am just, you know, really crying. I need help. I have neuropathy. What is happening to me? So I look at the photo and I said, well, your left eye, there's something completely wrong with your left eye. She goes, you're absolutely correct. I just had a cataract oh my God, you're completely right. My left eye is bad. But I said, you know what? I'm getting such amazing amount of chills and my teeth start chattering when it's a lot of pain. I go like that. I said, you know, I can't see you at all. I don't know you at all. But you know what they're telling me? Something has happened in your uterus. So I can't see her at all, right? Nothing. But your uterus, and I said it was about 8 years ago, and they're telling me that this is the main problem. But I said also something happened to your head on the left side. You had something, maybe a stroke. She goes, I absolutely did have a stroke. But I said, but something worse happened to your uterus. And then I was like chattering my teeth. But I can't see her at all. And she says, yep, I had a prolapsed uterus 8 years ago. So now this is something new for me. I'm finding out that I can actually Skype a person by not even in real time, not even see the person.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, people do remote viewing all the time.
For me, I'd much rather Skype and look at the person, though, and see the person. See them.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
Yeah.
Should we let people ask some questions? We have a little bit of time left.
Sure, I'd love to.
Now, one of the things, those of you that are asking questions, please don't say, Kimberly, I don't have any money. Can you help me?
Yeah, also you can tell them about my website. You know, it's thehealingtrilogy.com. And they can go on there to schedule.
Our website is thehealingtrilogy.com. Thehealingtrilogy.com.
It's a self-scheduling.
And people schedule themselves. Right now, you know, there's not somebody handling her appointments or booking them or anything. And so the only way to get scheduled is you make a deposit of money and then a calendar comes up, and then you pick from available days. And she gets booked quite a bit. She gets booked pretty far in advance. And if you can get what she's doing is public, and she's starting to do more and more radio shows, I wouldn't wait too long on this because it may end up being a 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 month wait. Because I don't see how she can handle it. Still, she's barely scratching the surface of people knowing about her, and she's the real deal. Every time she does something, people are looking and saying, "Oh my God!" And they're telling other people, and they're telling other people. And so, I would not wait for the opportunity to work with her. Let me just see. I'm going to open up the lines.
Well, the good news, too, is, Winfrey, one thing to say, not to interrupt you, is that I am going to some events like Shasta, and we are going to places where people can go and they can have some healings there also. But,
if you go to one of her live events, like in L.A. or somewhere, she picks people out of the audience and works with them.
Right.
So,
yes.
So, and that's a chance where you can get a session and not pay $200. And I know, I'll tell you, I know when, I didn't know you, okay? I didn't know you, and I said, okay, I'm taking a shot. I'm putting $200 down. And I already, in my mind, I have a predisposition to think most things don't work. Because that's the truth. Most things don't work. So I'm saying, okay, this is a calculated risk. But my sources said, good idea to do it. So we did it.
Well,
but I still thought it wouldn't work. But and I'm so delighted that it has. So
you're also getting a medical diagnosis, and you're also getting the energy of the Holy Spirit and God to come into your body. And so a lot of people say, well, not only am I getting sometimes a surgical hands-on healing, but what do I have to lose to pray and go into a higher dimension? And if I put my whole mind, like you're saying, and it did work, I put my whole mind and body and spirit into the faith of the higher dimension, And it's better than going into a hospital and being cut open. Or, you know, some people come to me before they do, and then some people come to me after they've been everywhere. I'm like the last resort. So why not be the first resort?
You know, Kimberly, I want to make a disclaimer on your behalf, okay?
Might not be the first resort. Oh, God, to be the first.
I want to make a disclaimer. You know, when Kimberly says she's doing a medical diagnosis,
well, God is doing the medical diagnosis.
Yeah, but she's not a doctor, and I just don't want her to get in trouble by saying that. I think it would be better to use another word than a medical diagnosis.
Well, I'm a medical intuitive, and if you say a medical intuitive, let me make a disclaimer. A medical intuitive is having gifts for me, gifts that came to me from the Holy Spirit. So I'm making a claim to saying that I blink where everything is inside of your body from the beginning of the time that you were born to where you are right now. And that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You hear Kimberly's giggle? That's how she really is.
That's goofy.
She's goofy, right? She's goofy, but she's fun. But she gets very serious. She knows.
But it's the truth.
So listen.
Okay.
Let's move on. If you're making noise, please don't, because I'm unmuting everybody. Okay.
So okay.
Not you, Kimberly. You're supposed to make noise.
You know, you're telling me to be quiet now. Okay.
No. No, I'm not telling you to be quiet. I'm opening up all the lines.
All right. God bless you.
People that aren't calling in, I'm going to have everybody open. So don't make noise, because then we have to work and mute you. Here we go.
All callers are unmuted.
Hi, Kimberly. It's Eric in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Hi.
Hi. Kimberly, I'm so grateful and full of gratitude to hear you this evening. This is an extraordinary call. Have you heard of John of God, who works in Brazil?
Yes, of course.
John of God works closely with a lot of guides. Could you talk a little bit about the guides that you work with?
Absolutely. I work with Einstein. I work with Edgar Cayce that comes around me. I work with a lot of archangels. And, of course, the one and only, the beautiful Holy Spirit energy and God, which is one, the voice of one, the almighty loving energy, our creator.
Beautiful.
Kimberly.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Kimberly?
Yes.
Hello. Do you feel that you are part of a larger expansion of consciousness that's happening now on the earth?
Absolutely. I do feel that we can amazingly tap into this higher consciousness that we all can. And it's so amazingly strong that I feel that we can, doing the work as the, as you could say, medical intuitive or hands-on healer is just a small part of what they want us to witness from the other side. I'm sure you can understand what I'm saying right now.
Yes.
Thank you, Eric. Nice to hear your voice. Are you in Santa Fe still?
Bless you.
Yes. Thank you.
Bless you.
Kimberly. Kimberly.
Yes.
She here.
Hi, yes. This is Raiden. This is Raiden, yes. Dear. How
Hi.
Are you?
I'm fine.
Excellent. I am healed. Thank you. I'll let other people ask questions.
What they want us. You're healed?
Yes.
Oh, good. Praise God.
Oh, yes. Thank you, dear.
Raiden had a question with Kimberly. Go ahead.
More than one.
You're legitimately healed. Praise God.
Well, do you intend on coming to Las Vegas? It's not too far from Los Angeles. And do any healing?
Will I go to Las Vegas?
Yes. That's where
no.
I live. No?
No, I won't.
You know, somebody's got to sponsor her and organize it. Otherwise, she'll go and only you'll show up, okay?
So, I don't feel my energy will be okay in Vegas, but I will go to Hawaii or, you know, New York or other places. But I'm sure I'd love for you to come over here.
How about Seattle? Is it necessary?
Yeah, I love Seattle.
Let me ask you, is it necessary to go visit directly, or can you do it over the Internet? Is that just effective, or what?
Oh, they're thinking, yes, absolutely, you can do it over the Internet with me, of course, dear. Yes.
So absolutely. You're saying that's just equally as effective as if I was in person?
They're saying it could be very effective for you, yes, they're blinking.
Because I still need some feeling in my chest and my back. I had a serious virus attack, and I'm wondering if I could...
Yeah, if you're going to see me or you're going to do a Skype, I'd rather you not tell me where it's at.
Okay.
Let her figure it out, okay?
Okay.
All right,
I'm like Sherlock Holmes. You know what? My new title is Sherlock Holmes. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Now, you know,
this is Roger in Austin.
Roger, one second. Let me say something. One little thing. Everybody wants Kimberly to come to their city, and I don't blame them.
Yes.
The problem is that it's like at some point there may be thousands. Here's the good news and the bad news. By the time there's enough people in your city that want to see her, her waiting list will be 2 years long. Okay, so get a really high intention. You can do it over Skype. Have you done surgery over Skype? Psychic surgery?
Yes, I do psychic surgery over Skype. I've done it. I feel the same pain a person is feeling inside my body, and I can remove it out of my body with their body at the same time. I have done that very successfully.
Great. Okay, Roger, go ahead.
Hi, Kimberly. This is Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Thank you so much
for sharing
with us. Thank you, and bless you, too. Are you aware of others like yourself who are doing the same kind of work as you are doing now?
They're blinking not like me right now.
So you're unique on the whole planet?
I don't know if people are blinking like me. They're saying I'm not unique like that, but you can ask me a different question. They'll blink the answer.
Is there anyone else who could do at the same level of healing as you can on a planet? Is there anyone else with the same level of healing powers?
They're blinking now.
No? Oh, my God.
That's what they're blinking to me right now, but I don't know if you want to ask a different way.
let me ask a different way. Are other people going to be coming in the future that can do what Kimberly does?
Yes.
Okay, when? Within the net soon? Or are they already here, or what?
John, listen. Let me get some other questions. Okay?
They're not answering. They're just blinking forward.
I have a question, Lynn.
Who is that?
That's Prudence. Prudy?
Go ahead, Prudy.
Yes, Kimberly.
Yes, honey.
Bless you. Did you, since your accident and your gifts revealed, have you had any flashbacks or been able to see your pre-incarnational sort of layout of your life, that this would unfold at this period in your life post your traumatic event?
I get a lot of chills, and I do a lot of flappings with my arms like angels.
But have you been able to see like yourself before you were born? Of course, you would not have a memory, but yes, like since your accident.
They're blinking. Oh, I see what you're saying. They're blinking now.
You know, one thing.
I only remember being very little, like as of 2-3 months, blinking a lot, just blinking.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Let me make one little comment. When Terry and Kimberly were together after the healing took place, it was amazing for me to watch it because they related to each other like two angels that recognized each other. And they were giggling, and they were funny. It was really, you know, an authentic moment, and I was reading into it how angelic beings are in this realm. And, of course, Terry is an angelic being. And
I want to make a statement, though. I believe that many people have many gifts here on this planet, and I believe that I'm here to help people awaken of their gifts, too. And I believe that this is the time they're blinking the number 5. Within the next 5 years, I believe, you know, there's a big, big shift about, you know, that's happening right now and moving into this. It's a very crucial time right now.
Thank you.
You know, Kimberly and I are talking because we both understand the importance of the next few years in consciousness, and that we don't compete with each other. I really support her. She's still learning about me, and if we can get it together, maybe we'll do some events together, and we'll go on tour a little bit, because I can probably help ground the energy that makes it easier for her to do stuff. We'll see how it unfolds, but go ahead. Somebody had a question.
Yes. Kimberly, this is Cecil Jepson in Motley Terrace, Washington. I just wanted to...
I didn't hear you, honey.
Oh, Cecil Jepson in Motley Terrace, Washington.
Did people what? I didn't hear you.
His name is Cecil. Cecil in Washington. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I'm just wondering if you can fix the diabetes and dementia.
I can't fix it, but when you tap into the 12th dimensional consciousness, and when I do healings, you can experience a healing through the energy of the Holy Spirit, because I'm a vessel for that. So, of course, it can happen, yes. People have been healed through me being a vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Any disease, anything can be healed by us, and even our world can be at peace when we really turn our consciousness to over and bowing to the energy of God. So yes, you could be healed. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bless you.
Bless you.
One more question.
Kimberly, may I ask first, were you brought up like a Christian?
Yes.
You're using the Almighty God, angels, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And
I'm
those
not
I just
Christian.
Mentioned.
I'm
yes.
born a half Jew.
You were what, sorry?
She was born
a half Jew. And I
okay. Oh, you got something in common with Win.
Yes, go ahead.
Now, and also, are those that I mentioned in the fifth dimension? Are they in the 12th dimension, or are they all multidimensional?
Are you talking about my guides? Are you talking about me saying the language of the Holy Spirit?
Your guides and then your angel probably is your angels, but then also the Holy Spirit and God and the Almighty.
Yes. Yes. I'm so happy you're talking about it. I'm coming out in a magazine June 1st. The Life Connection magazine, and we're talking about the Holy Spirit more, because I was on a magazine cover recently where it says the medical intuitive channels the Holy Spirit, and I'm not a holy roller, I'm not Christian, and I honor all religions, but I'm a God girl, I'm not a religious girl, meaning that I just love God, and I love the energy of God, which to me is love. And I love the word Bhagwan. I love Allah. I love Elohim. I love every word that has to do with the energy of God. And the Holy Spirit to me is like, you know, when you touch down a touchdown when you're doing a basketball, or you have the energy to lift a car. So
all callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
The Holy Spirit to me is just an amazing energy. It's the voice of God. You hear it. It's the intimacy of God. It's when I lay my hands down. It's like when you saw Bruce Lee do, and it's when you lay your hands down on a tumor and the tumor just dissolves out of the body, gone. It's the almighty energy, the Holy Spirit. It's the holiest, holiest spirit that we have here. It's the voice of God. It's the connection of God. It's one with God. So that is not a Christianity word to me. It's just the energy of God, a holy, not just, it is God, Holy Spirit.
Kimberly, you are loved, at least by me.
I love you so much. I love everybody. Peace be on earth, and we are all to be peacemakers.
Let me just repeat, Kimberly's website is thehealingtrilogy.com. TheHealingTrilogy.com. And also, we are going to go. Kimberly, I want you to know that.
Yes, dear.
Hi.
Yes.
Yes, dear. Okay. Hi. The person who's just talking is going to stay on this line. And hi, you might have to disconnect and come back on. So, you know, I'm going to close the line off, and you have to call back.
Well, you just don't do that. You walk away from it. I just stop the recording, and
No. When you stop the recording doesn't register until you close the lines.
Yes.
So close all the lines,
yes,
and then open them up again, and hopefully the recording will be there. So if anyone comes on at 7 o'clock because of your Facebook post, Heise will be there to greet them. And then play the recording, okay?
There are some people who are here already. We have some people call in, so hang tight.
Wait a second here.
All callers are unmuted.
Phone number, right?
Wait. Nobody talk. Right now, is there anyone that's called in from Kimberly's Facebook?
No, I didn't know how to do that.
Okay. We gotta close this call.
Kimberly?
Yes. All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.